This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Gabby in Cheers.
We've been fighting all morning.
The just released body cam video. What happened that day that upset the missing woman so much?
And the heartfelt plea, parent to parent.
If you or your family have any decency left, please tell us where Gabby is located.
Then, wedding day chaos. The epic storm that toppled the tent as they were about to be pronounced man and wife.
It was a terrifying experience.
And White House to Nicki Minaj, call us.
As she faces ridicule across the airways for what she said about the vaccine.
Of course, your cousin's friend is a much more trusted source than all of the world's doctors.
That cousin's mother's aunt's sister's brother's uncle's dog.
Then, no vax, no food.
We just need to see proof of vaccination and then a valid ID.
We wanted to see if restaurants are really enforcing the rule.
Inside Edition investigates. And out of control behavior at the water park.
Put your hands behind your back.
What's causing all the chaos?
Is it the monster drinks they're serving?
13 shots in 2 drinks each.
Plus, he popped the question on the night their house went up in flames.
Guys, you gotta come home.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It is dramatic police body cam footage of Gabby Petito just days before she was reported missing. It shows an emotional Gabby and her boyfriend with police just moments after a heated argument during their cross-country road trip. Here's Stephen Fabian.
It's Gabby Petito in tears on the day she and her fiancé got into a nasty argument.
We've been fighting all morning.
The police body cam video is a poignant contrast to the beaming Gabby we've seen in videos shot during her cross-country road trip with Brian Laundrie. The just-released police video was taken August 12th. Cops pulled the couple's van over outside Arches National Park in Utah after a witness reported them arguing at a grocery store and called 911.
What's your guys' names?
Gabby.
I'm Brian. Gabby, Brian, okay. What's going on? How come you're crying?
I'm just crying. We've just been fighting this morning. Some personal issues.
The officer asked Gabby to step out, and she explains what's going on.
And I just quit my job to travel across the country, and I'm trying to start a blog. So I've been building my website, so I've been really stressed.
Then Laundrie is questioned.
Tell me, what's going on?
She just gets worked up sometimes.
Gabby told police she has OCD. She said she was afraid Laundrie was going to drive off and leave her stranded at the grocery store. She apparently scratched him during the back and forth scuffle.
You want to tell me about those scratches on your face?
She had it stuck on her hand. That's why I was pushing her away.
On the day they were pulled over, Gabby and her fiance had been living in their small van for about 4 months, crossing the USA, visiting national parks for her travel blog. Now, they told police they were still in love, but after all that time together, the tension had been building until it erupted in tears and shoving. Gabby, still distraught, says being pulled over by the cops added to the stress.
I just saw the lights come on, and it was reported as like, you're an idiot.
One officer takes photos of Laundrie scratches.
I'm not going to pursue anything. This is my fiance. I love her.
Then an officer asks Gabby this question.
When you slapped him those times, were you attempting to cause him physical pain or physical impairment? Was that what you were attempting to do to him?
No.
What were you?
I was trying to get him to stop telling me something.
Gabby sobs as the cop tells her that he's made a decision whether to charge her or not.
You're 22, right? So I'm choosing not to cite you today.
laundry was not charged either. But at the cop's insistence, he and Gabby spent the night apart to cool down. Officers gave him a ride to a local hotel.
I just don't usually drive the van, so I just want to make sure it's not, like, far.
It was obviously very upsetting to us to see her that emotional.
In Northport, Florida, where Brian Laundry lives, Gabby's father joined the FBI and local police in updating the nation on the search for Gabby.
Whatever you can do to make sure my daughter comes home, I'm asking for that help. There's nothing else that matters to me now.
And on Long Island, a lawyer representing Gabby's family read a heartfelt letter being sent to Laundry's parents.
And our lives are falling apart. We believe you know the location of where Brian left Gabby. We beg you to tell us.
While Brian stayed at a hotel the night of that incident, Abby slept in the van. Nicki Minaj just got an important request from the White House. They're saying, give them a call. As Jim Murray reports, they would like to set her straight about the COVID vaccine.
Hey, Nicki, the White House is calling. The Biden administration reached out to the rapper after she spread bogus fears about the COVID vaccine. President Biden was even asked about it today.
Mr. President, what kind of impact does it have when celebrities like Nicki Minaj share dubious claims?
The White House has invited me. Yes, I'm going, she tweeted today.
Good morning, fellow.
She wants to storm Washington just like Reese Witherspoon. I'll be dressed in all pink like Legally Blonde so they know I mean business.
Not so fast, Nicki. The White House says they don't actually want her to come to the White House. They just want her to call so they can put her in touch with experts who can reassure her that the vaccine does not cause impotence.
We offered a call with Nicki Minaj and one of our doctors to answer questions she had about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine.
Nicki claims her cousin from Trinidad has a friend whose testicles became swollen after he got the vaccine, and now she's getting mocked everywhere.
When somebody says their cousin's mother's aunt's sister's brother's uncle's dog
happened in another country.
Of course, your cousin's friend is a much more trusted source than all of the world's doctors. That's why in emergency you always hear people yelling, this man's having a heart attack. Quick, is anyone here someone's cousin's friend?
But vaccine skeptic Tucker Carlson is rallying to Nicki's defense.
Who knew, who could have guessed that rapper Nicki Minaj would turn out to be one of the bravest people in the United States?
And in other news today, this was meant to be a dream wedding. Then a severe storm came through, sending the tent flying and everyone in it running for cover.
A bride and groom are about to say I do, just as a ferocious storm sweeps in. Utter pandemonium ensues. The tent where the ceremony is taking place is blown to pieces. It happened on the grounds of the St. Regis Hotel in the trendy Buckhead neighborhood of Atlanta.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Guests scream and they run for their lives. The videotape has just been released in connection with several lawsuits filed by guests who attended the wedding in 2020. These photos show the venue before the disaster and the wedding party. Violinist Tiffany Ray and her sister were hired to perform at the ceremony. This is a photo of her damaged instrument.
It was a terrifying experience.
A guest at the wedding who was 32 weeks pregnant was injured in the chaos. The negligence lawsuit names the St. Regis, the wedding planner, and the company that put up the tent. One piece of evidence contained in the lawsuit, this foreboding weathercast predicting terrible weather that evening.
Some heavy rain, a lot of lightning, damaging winds are possible, and an isolated tornado.
They sure were spot on with that prediction.
The St. Regis Hotel, the wedding planner, and the tent company all deny wrongdoing. The bride and groom finished their vows inside a hotel dressing room. This is upsetting video of a young couple's new home going up in flames. But one very important item survived. Amber Cogliano says that that played an important role in their love story.
Call 911. Grab the phone in my house and call 911. Quick. There's a fire.
This woman is desperately trying to reach her neighbors.
Guys, you gotta come home.
It's total chaos.
Laura, what's wrong?
The homeowners quickly respond via the Ring app on their cell phone.
There's a fire on your porch. Your porch is on fire.
They're at a restaurant outside Raleigh, North Carolina, having a romantic dinner. Their first concern, their dog, named Memphis.
Memphis is in there. Can you go get, open up the garage doors?
Okay.
Kelly Stanley and Sean Matthews raced home to find their dream house up in flames.
When you pulled up, what did you see?
It was utter chaos. There were multiple fire trucks and probably over 100 people in our neighborhood.
It was a total loss, nothing but ash and rubble. Unbeknownst to Kelly, a precious item was somewhere in that rubble. It was the diamond engagement ring Sean had just bought. He had been waiting for the right moment to propose. He searched through the debris and found his small fireproof safe. Guess what? The ring was there, along with a family Bible. Later that night, Sean decided there was no better time than the present.
There we go.
He got down on bended knee.
We're going to get through this as a fiancé or more. And it's just a house. It's our house, but we'll have another one. So, what do you think?
Kelly and Sean say they are grateful to their neighbor who warned them and saved their dog, Memphis. They say they know it will be a long road as they rebuild their lives, but they will do it together.
It definitely puts your life in perspective, especially at the end of the night when we were driving away from our home with nothing but the clothes on our back and our dog.
Couple hasn't picked a wedding date yet. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help them out. During the pandemic, a lot of families headed to water parks. But as Lisa Guerrero reports, some parks have had a number of police calls, and it might be related to those monster drinks being served.
It's fun for the whole family, but sometimes it's mayhem. Fists go flying, women clawing and pulling at each other's hair. Dudes wrestling other dudes. Wild fights are breaking out at water parks across America. Watch as this young woman in a pink bikini gets flipped over and body slammed to the ground. She says she was just defending herself. Her boyfriend gets involved. When police rush to the scene, they try to restrain him.
Turn around, put your hands behind your back.
It all happened here at the popular Kalahari Resort's indoor water park in Sandusky, Ohio. Brittany Cabay and Zachary Colson were arrested for intoxication. They've pleaded not guilty.
So why are all these water parks getting so wild? Local police blame all the alcohol being served.
Sheriff Paul Sigsworth says his department has responded to over 30 incidents here so far this year. Drunken fights, disorderly conduct, domestic violence.
A lot of people choose to drink. They choose to drink to excess, and then they choose to engage in this type of behavior. And that's what we see a lot of.
My producer, Katie Taylor, and I decided to check out the park for ourselves. And right away, we saw patrons ordering massive cocktails like these, called monster drinks.
Money, two shots for $12, three shots for $25. You can add up what you'd like.
That's quite a pour.
That's
thank you.
After pouring out the drinks, we hit another bar.
Oh, yeah. That's fancy.
Here comes another monster cocktail.
Katie and I were able to go to two different bars within just a few minutes of each other and get altogether 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 shots in two drinks each within 5 minutes.
We dumped those out too and went back to see if they'd serve us more.
Three shots, four shots.
Altogether, they served us the equivalent of 23 drinks in under an hour. In the parking lot, we also saw a beer-bonging bachelor party.
Yeah! We're just getting started!
We caught up with this Kalahari manager.
We're wondering if you are serving your guests too much alcohol here.
I can't answer that question.
Is it dangerous here for some of your guests, especially the kids, given how much alcohol some people are being served?
Again, I can't answer that question.
Kalahari Resort says the health and safety of their guests is their top priority, and they have zero tolerance for alcohol abuse. They add any guests in violation will be removed and authorities notified. They also say their bartenders go through comprehensive safety training. It's been more than 3 years since Aretha Franklin died, but she's still setting records.
The Queen of Soul is getting the ultimate respect. Aretha Franklin's classic hit has just been named the number one song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Rolling Stone polled more than 250 people from the music industry to make that list.
Next, no vax, no food.
We just need to see proof of vaccination and then a valid ID.
We wanted to see if restaurants are really enforcing the rule.
Inside Edition investigates and zebras gone wild.
Oh my God, there's literally zebras walking down the road.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Closed caption sponsorship for Inside Edition is brought to you by...
When our daughter and her kids moved in with us, our bargain detergent couldn't keep up.
Turns out it's mostly water.
So we switched back to Tide. One wash, stains are gone.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. It's gotta be Tide.
Beginning tomorrow in Los Angeles County, it will be strongly recommended that people show proof of vaccination before going inside restaurants. But here in New York, that's already mandatory. But is it always enforced?
No vaccination card, no food.
Okay, we just need to see proof of vaccination and then a valid ID.
Okay, yep. That's the rule in New York City. If you can't show restaurants proof that you've been vaccinated, you can't eat indoors.
Amazing, there you are.
Proving you're vaccinated. It's the most aggressive step New York City has taken yet to curb the surge in cases from the Delta variant. The new mandate went into effect earlier this week citywide, but we wanted to see if restaurants are really enforcing the rule.
Here at Swanky Mercer Kitchen in the Soho neighborhood, they did everything by the book.
I need to see ID along with proof of vaccination.
Ooh, I have my ID. I don't have my vax card, but I am vaccinated.
Unfortunately, if we don't have proof, we can't see you inside. It's New York law.
But it was a different story at this restaurant on the Upper East Side.
How about inside? For two?
Inside would be great.
Our producer got a table indoors right away, no questions asked. And at this popular burger joint.
Can I do a junior burger with cheese? Mm-hmm.
They've got these new signs on most of their tables saying, show us your vax.
Awesome, thank you.
But nobody asked us to show them anything. The next day, I spoke to a BurgerFi manager.
We did have a producer who came by last night, who was able to sit inside, and he said that he wasn't asked for a vaccination card or status or anything.
I'm shocked right now. I'm not gonna lie, I'm shocked because I know that definitely I've been asking everyone.
Just 4 out of 15 restaurants asked to see both proof of vaccination and a matching ID.
We just need to see proof of vaccination and then a valid ID.
And when we come back, zebras in the heartland?
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
You'd be shocked, too, if you saw this.
No, this isn't an African safari. It's zebras in Wisconsin.
My God, there's literally zebras walking down the road.
Garbage truck driver David Haupt couldn't believe what he was seeing.
I'm not even kidding. What in the actual? I'm on an African safari in a garbage truck. Good Lord.
The zebras escaped from a farm nearby. They were returned to their owner. And when we come back, a very chivalrous young man. And finally today, a little boy charms a parade of princesses.
Chivalry is alive. This little guy tips his hat to every Disney princess passing him in the parade. It's all set to the love song A Thousand Years by Christina Perry.
I've loved you for a thousand years.
What a perfect little prince.
For a thousand.
And on that sweet note, we say thank you for watching. That's Inside Edition. We'll see you next time.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.